Penguin Random House Audio presents Crazy Horse and Custer, The Parallel Lives of Two American Warriors by Stephen E. Ambrose, read for you by Richard Ferrone. Introduction. This is the story of two men who died as they lived, violently. They were both war lovers, men of aggression with a deeply rooted instinct to charge the enemy, rout him, kill him. Men of supreme courage, they were natural-born leaders in a combat crisis, the type to whom others instinctively looked for guidance and inspiration. They were always the first to charge the enemy and the last to retreat. Just as they shared broadly similar instincts, so did they have roughly parallel careers. Born at about the same time, they died within a year of each other. Both had happy childhoods. Both had become recognized and honored leaders in their societies at an astonishingly young age, Custer at 23, Crazy Horse at 24. Both were humiliated and punished at the height of their careers for violating the fundamental laws of their societies in an attempt to be with the women they loved. Both recovered from the blows and reestablished their claims to leadership roles. Both had younger brothers who were even more daredevil risk-takers than they were, and both were in a position when they died that, with a little luck, could have given them the supreme political direction of their people. There were other parallels. Neither man drank. Both were avid hunters, for whom only the excitement of combat exceeded the joy of the chase. Each man loved horses, and riding at full gallop across the unfenced Great Plains of North America, day after day, was a source of never-ending delight for both of them. Yet Crazy Horse and Custer, like their societies, were as different as life and death. Crazy Horse and Custer spent their adult lives on the Great Plains, riding, hunting, fighting. They met only twice on the battlefield. The first time on the banks of the Yellowstone in 1873, the second time on the banks of the Little Bighorn in 1876. The trail each man followed to the Little Bighorn is the subject of the following story. Stephen E. Ambrose, started in June 1971 at Wounded Knee, South Dakota, finished in July 1974 at Camp Robinson, Nebraska. I said, "Does this mean that you will be my enemy if I move across the creek?" Crazy Horse laughed in my face. He said, "I am no white man. They are the only people that make rules for other people, that say, if you stay on one side of this line, it is peace, but if you go on the other side, I will kill you all. I don't hold with deadlines. There is plenty of room. Camp where you please." He Dog, close friend and associate of Crazy Horse, in an interview in 1930. "In years long numbered with the past, when I was verging upon manhood, my every thought was ambitious, not to be wealthy, not to be learned, but to be great. I desired to link my name with acts and men, and in such a manner as to be a mark of honor, not only to the present, but to future generations." George Armstrong Custer. "So much to win and only life to lose." John Neihardt, The Song of the Indian Wars. Part 1. Chapter 1. The Setting and the People, the Great Plains. As far as the eye could reach, the country seemed blackened by innumerable herds of buffalo. Captain Benjamin Bonneville, 1832. "Indians are so excessively indolent and lazy, they would rather starve a week than work a day." James Mackay, 1835. The great plains of North America on a cloudless day stretch out forever under an infinity of bright blue sky. During the violence of a tornado or a snowstorm, however, the vision is limited to the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?